Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, Barbara, why don't you kind of explain what we agreed on that we were going to do today?
Okay. Well, we, Johnny and I, decided to discuss the show and basically what vision we see and how we see the show and how it we would like it to evolve and how it is today and how we'd like to see it tomorrow and how we'd like to see it for the future and our direction and what we're all about, because we're about a lot.
That's right.
So we decided talk about that tonight.
That's right. And I want to say something. I can't think of anybody that I would rather be here doing this with you other than you. Everybody, you're kidding, Barbara. Everybody says Barbara is a professional. Barbara is a professional. Barbara is a professional. That Barbara, she's a professional. That Barbara, she's brilliant. This is what a lot of people say. This is what I'm saying. I think I've even used the something about Mary comparison when talking about
something about Mary, because, that movie.
But
what a great compliment.
I wanted to do this because I feel like sometimes, you know, actually it can be an interview or it can be a discussion, you know, wherever this evolves to, but, you know, it's important that people like who are doing the show with like you feel safe with doing certain things and not feel like that this is something that things that you want to do get looked at as, you know, not a good idea, so to speak.
Weird reasons, like that they might be insecure of the show idea or, you know, just ulterior thoughts, the thought process that goes through somebody's mind.
Right.
I don't have to worry about that extra step anymore, which was negative. And now with you, everything is 100% positive.
Well, see, what I'm trying to say is that I always, on the website, my nickname is The Waiter. And I would like to explain what that means and why I call myself that. You know, it's like if I had a diner or a restaurant, in this day and age, you don't control who comes in to eat. You know, they're customers, and you let them in. And the point I'm trying to get at here is there are some people, I won't name names, but, like, if you wanted to bring on a bunch of your friends, which, of course, a bunch of your friends, not all of them, but a bunch of them would be Playboy Centerfolds. And I wanted you to feel welcome to bring your friends on. I want you to go into a room with, say there's like 50 people, and I wanted you to have 50 different reasons to tell them about the show. And that is what I wanted for you. Okay, I love you.
Thank you. And
I wanted you to have that, and I wanted you to not feel like, you know, well, Johnny's not going to accept this person, or Johnny's going to judge this person, or Johnny is going to tell this person to be ashamed of their past, so to speak. And
right.
I know that actually, but, you know, we're two different people. Now, it is true we're two different people, and we may not always have the same interests, okay? So I'm not going to lie to you. It's entirely possible that you could bring somebody on that I may not find as interesting as you do. But what's important is not just respect, that there is trust. And I trust you to bring people on. I trust you to think of good ideas for the show. I trust you to feel like that this show is sort of your home. And you don't say to someone's home, you don't say to someone, you know, I wouldn't want to be rude to your friends in your home, you know. It just seems like that's not the way that we do things here. So
right.
I hope that that's how you feel. I hope you feel like you can, like, I'm sure maybe if you're out in a restaurant, I've seen you do this. I've seen, and just so you know, when you do this, I don't tell you to do this. I don't tell you to do this. You do this because you do this on your own. You'll do like a Facebook video, and you'll be out, I'll turn it on, and then the first words that come out of your mouth are life, laughter, happiness, you're walking around. And you're doing that on your own. It's not because I told
right.
you to do this. And
And I believe in the show, and I'm doing it every day with you, so of course I want to spread the word. And, yeah, you never, ever once said promote the show, ever. Ever. And, you know, you just want me there. That you do want. Not saying you don't want me to promote. Of course you like me to promote, but
right.
you do not tell me to.
And I think that's the environment that I want. Because I don't see that in other shows. I'm not putting down other shows, but it's hard when a show is devoted to a topic. Our show isn't. And it's hard also when a show is devoted to the such and such one person's show, which ours isn't. Because it's a group effort, you know, I have to be respectful of your efforts, which means bringing on people, even though those that might, you know, they may be like, well, why are you bringing this person on or why are you bringing that person on? And I want you to feel like you are respected in that regard. And I feel like you are.
Well, I've always felt that we should never discriminate against any kind of group of people, whether it, you know, race, religion, beliefs. We are neutral here, and we just want to showcase the individual and hear what they have to say, and the listeners make up their mind.
I should also
how
add,
they feel.
I should also add, you know, being neutral is not easy. I mean, you know, it's hard to say we accept everyone. That's hard to do. It's very hard to do that because eventually you run into somebody that just kind of makes you kind of roll your eyes. But the thing is that, and I don't think you brought on anybody that's made you do that. I don't think that you bought on anyone as to do that, you know, but everyone's different. There may be some people, and I won't mention names, that may roll their eyes at some of the people that you would want to bring on. And I'm telling you that, you know, these are your friends. If you would invite me, obviously I think that you would invite me to a party and these people would be there. So, I mean, you basically, to not have them on would be to just, I mean, you understand?
Just because they're a part of a group. For example, Playboy Playmates.
Right.
Some people might think that that is going in a direction, having those people on, going in the wrong direction. And let me give you a quick example. I modeled for Snap-on Tools. The Snap-on Tool calendar every year usually used a Playboy Playmate. Or a model, but usually it was a Playboy Playmate. And it was exciting to be the one chosen for the Snap-on Tool calendar because it had been years and years. It was a very huge company with a lot of years of a model, a special model featured in their calendar. And one year they got a woman in there who became the head of everything, and she said, no more Playmates on our calendars. That is not the direction I want to go in. And you know what? Everybody was so disappointed. Everybody's like, what? You know, they just basically thought that this lady was jealous of attractive women, and she couldn't handle it. So one person can affect a lot. and make a lot of people unhappy. And I feel like you, by accepting the Playboy Playmates and my choice to bring them on and have this new series that we are doing once a week, out of 6 days a week that we broadcast live. Thank you very much, Johnny, because I don't think we're offending anybody out there. And I know for a fact we are making a lot of people happy because they are wonderful people and they're very interesting and their story is interesting. I mean, Hugh Hefner built an empire and he's an icon and he's looked up to. And I'm a part of that. So if I'm a part of that and I'm the co-host of our show, then, well, wouldn't it be strange if we wouldn't take advantage of the connection I have with the Playboy Playmates and get them on the show?
It's also kind of strange to assume that your friends wouldn't be Playboy Playmates to begin with. I mean, it's like you're not friends with any of them. Yeah, right. I mean, but I'm curious, has anybody said any comments to you about this Playboy series?
Oh, yeah, they love it. I have some of them. They want to have their turn at episode, and I talked to a couple at the Valentine's Playmate Luncheon, and they are so willing. They get so happy. They want to be showcased and featured. And, you know, I start off with the simple question, how did you become a Playboy centerfold, Playmate centerfold? And they, just that one question, it just opens up this whole can of worms. It's like, it's a funny story. It's funny. It's exciting. Then we go into, and then a few things during their career and then what they're doing now. So to me, that's so incredibly interesting because it's like we want to know where are they now and what was it like then? That is the main question I am asked, Johnny, is how did you become a Playmate centerfold? So I thought, why not answer all of these people's questions? And hasn't it been interesting? Each person's story is so very different, isn't it?
Well, not just so very different, but different than what you thought it would be. I remember, I think it was Devin DeVasquez, you said that you thought it would be a little different than what it was that she told me. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I thought that she was, you know, I'm always thinking they're discovered, they're out at a restaurant, and they're discovered by a, you know, famous photographer, and, oh, you just have to send in your pictures to Playboy. Look at you. You're just, no. And then she was only 17. She went with a girlfriend. She didn't even know what it was, really. She was still in high school. And the girlfriend she went with wanted it. And that's when they said, well, what about you? You know, and that was the thing, because here we have a model who won the Star Search, $100,000 in Star Search with that. And then, so I'm thinking, oh, this must be such a glamorous story. Devin's story must be glamorous. But it wasn't. And, you know, it was very interesting because I never knew, and she's a good friend of mine, I never knew that she had a childhood where she lived in foster home after foster home. And, you know, to hear her story where she got the stepping stone of Playboy and then she became so successful as a 4-time Emmy Award winning producer. I mean, these people are not just like schmucks, like pieces of flesh that have just like taken off their clothes for Playboy. That is really offensive when people assume that's all we are.
Well,
that really is offensive.
I'm going to tell you a little fact about Devin DeVasquez that you may not know. You know, and I guess I forgot about this last night. One of the other playmates that we've had on the show, Victoria Valentino, okay? And the thing is, Victoria Valentino is like 70 or something. Well, she has apparently adopted Devin DeVasquez. Devin DeVasquez is like a mother, sees Victoria Valentino as sort of a mother figure. And so Victoria Valentino might be another one for the series because they're sort of like, I mean, it's interesting. I never really thought about it that way, but they're just sort of because Devin lost her mom at a young age, It's
yes. That's right, Johnny. That would be great, having Victoria. All of them. Was it? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, it'll be great having each one come on once a week, and we'll just keep on bringing them on, and we're going to hear all of their stories. And you know what? It helps everybody, because what if they're working on a project that maybe a listener could benefit from? A charity, an organization, a work, anything, art, music, you never know. And it could help a listener. And plus, it's motivating. A person who lived in foster home after foster home, who lost their mother at a very young age, became that successful. And she's so super sweet, and her heart is just a heart of gold, and just the loveliest, kind-hearted person. I mean, isn't that motivating to hear her testimony of her life? I think so.
I know. And not only that, you know, I love the idea that we get to talk to you about what an interesting person you are on the show. Like, you know, your thoughts on things, your views on things. The also the romance shows that you suggested. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's good to know that, you know, like every day we talk on the phone. So every day it's a meeting of the minds, it's a suggestion. You know, we go over each other's ideas. It's like, you know, you think
fun.
Of something and then
so fun.
But
yeah,
I
mean, you don't have to be experts. You don't have to be an ex-psychologist or a relationship best-selling author about relationships to talk about it and give your own pointers. I mean, we've had life experience, so I'm sure that somebody got a lot out of those two shows right before Valentine's Day. I'd like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they call in sometime and let us know. Hey, I did try that. I did send somebody flowers in a box. I did think outside the box, and I came up with this creative idea, and it meant the world to them, and it cost me nothing. You know, I hope that they call in and let us know how that helped them.
Right. And what other things? Now, what has been some of your favorite moments on the show with us, me and you?
Oh, let's see. Oh, Johnny, you're like putting me on the spot. I'm trying to think of all of our shows and a funny moment or two, and I'll come up with one. Can you tell me one of yours first so I can?
Well, I mean, I love it when we were talking about the love and romance idea. I thought that was very, you know, but I love that, you know, there's another one with the Maureen and Scanlon and the Vanessa Orr one. I mean, it's not really fair to ask you because there have been some good moments. I should say let's pick some good moments because there's a lot of good moments. Like, I mean, Vanessa Orr was great. You know, when she came on.
Well, and yes,
know,
that is true. She is great. We really missed her. And, you know, she deserves to be a guest on this show sometimes because she's always supportive and just, I love her. She's amazing. And so I love that.
But her again soon. I'm going to try to book her again
soon. Oh, good.
And remember Rebecca Fearing? What?
I thought of how, I love how you are candid and I love how you're an open book and very honest. And you've become that much more the last few shows, where you're not afraid to say, hey, I have tried the online dating, and this was my date, and we had a big laugh about that, and the, you know, the cigarette smoker before, during, and after every moment smoking. I mean, and that the person shows up, and they're nothing like their pick. I mean, people, like, they can relate to that. If we just didn't talk about anything that crazy that has happened in our lives, then it'd be boring. But we talk about things
and also,
that people can relate to.
I have another story to tell you. I won't reveal the name of this woman, but I'm sure you can probably guess who she is. I ordered her some candles. And they arrived, and and I also ordered the same woman an exercise pillow. And I'm sure
an exercise pillow. Are you sure, or was it a massage pillow?
It was a massage pillow. Massage pillow. Yes.
Okay.
And you know, she really liked it, as I'm sure you were aware of. And she's gonna like the candles because that was your suggestion. I won't say the name of this person, but I think I did. I think it was a really nice thing that I did. I mean, you know.
You did great.
Yeah.
See people? I give suggestions. Johnny carries them out, and it was a great outcome with this person, and they're closer because of it. My tips were good, weren't they, Johnny?
Yes, they were. Now, I mean, let me ask you this. Have you pursued anything romantically recently?
No, I have not. I just got back from Mexico, and there was my best guy friend. No romance at all. He is my agent, my best friend, and I just relaxed. I just had a, because I've been very busy.
Gay.
I've been shooting a lot. Yes,
but
that's right. It's right. He is. And so Priscilla and I went over there. He has a beautiful home right on the beach, and we just relaxed. So since Valentine's Day, no, I have not.
Nobody,
and you know what? I'm not
you
looking.
Out.
I'm not looking. No. One person, you know, here's the thing. I don't think people really ask me out, like, hi, would you like to go out to dinner with me? What they do is they say, oh, we should get together, or, oh, come on over to this house event, and it's a nice group of people. It's kind of like that, but I don't know what it is. I probably have gotten asked out on one date in 8 months. Directly, just say, hi, would you like to go out to dinner with me? I will pick you up. I will choose the restaurant. Okay, that one time, and that person canceled.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, go figure. I mean, I think that's what happens. My dad always said that's what happens. I'm not saying, ooh, I'm so this or that, but sometimes men get a little bit nervous, maybe a little intimidated. They get cold feet. They have to have everything aligned just perfectly in their mind to go through with something like this. But that's another reason why I wanted to have the Playboy Playmates on our shows, to show the people out there, we are the girl next door. We are real. There's nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to be afraid of us. We are normal, nice, kind-hearted people.
This is going to sound kind of strange. Okay. How many Playboy Centerfold do you know? And don't say, oh,
oh my gosh,
say,
Johnny.
Oh, my God. Well,
Johnny, your
okay,
questions
you
are hard.
Well, I mean, if you would, yeah.
Well, I mean,
you
I know. Okay. Well, most people who come along and become a playmate, the people around them, maybe a few years prior to the now, and all the ones that come after for about 10 years, you pretty much know. Now, the new girls who are coming, there's not really a chance to meet them because Hef has passed away. So we're not going up to the mansion. We're not mingling with them. There's a one company party during Christmas time at the offices, which not very many people go. And also I couldn't even go. I was busy. I was in Arizona and I just couldn't make it that weekend. So there's not a chance for me to always meet the new ones. So that's why it was so great of Devin to come up with this idea of the first it's a tradition. I said, you just started a tradition. We had a Playmate Valentine's luncheon, the first one ever, because that's the one thing that Hef didn't really do a big party. He didn't do a big party. He would have a dinner, a normal dinner and a movie night. I remember I brought my mom up on Valentine's. We all wore red, but it wasn't one of those huge parties. So she decided to do this a couple of days before Valentine's Day. And not many showed up, but a handful did. And, oh, my goodness, I had seen a couple of those Playmates for a year or two or 3 years, you know, and it was so nice. So we started a tradition, but you have to be creative, because just because something's over, like the mansion parties by Hugh Hefner are over, we can pick up the pieces, we can plan something, and she did. And I wanted to give her a shout out about that and thank her so much. That's how Devin is.
What was the mansion like the day Hugh Hefner died?
Well, the day he died, I mean, I don't know, because we weren't all up there that day, but I do remember the Playmate of the Year party before the last one that he was alive, and it was quite sad because we were all waiting for him to come down to introduce and say hello and in front of all of the – there's so many – news anchors and all lined up with the microphones, Entertainment Tonight, all of those, ready for him to come down. And Cooper, his son, Cooper had to get up there and say, my dad is not feeling well enough to come down today. And that was a first. And everybody was just like looking at each other with their mouth open, like, oh no. We were just like, it felt like he was dying that day, because it was just so sad that he's never missed one, obviously, and this was the first of that, and you could feel it was somber, it was sad. I remember that moment so vividly. So I think that everybody was just somber. He was 91
years.
What a great life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Cooper did a great job.
And apparently
E. coli, like him.
E. coli infection.
Well, when you're that old, you get infections more easily. But what a great life that he had.
I know.
So anyway, back to our show.
Okay.
You know, back to the show. So why don't you explain a little more about how it was 12 years ago. What changed when you started to get co-hosts on? And then how is it now?
Well, what I wanted, I went online and I started looking at other shows. And I thought, okay, what should I do differently than other shows? I mean, there has to be something that I can do differently that nobody's really done. And I realized that part of the things that that nobody's really done is everybody seems to be obsessed with naming shows after themselves, which I think causes problems. I think it happens way too much. I think that people name shows that I'm not putting down other people. I just didn't feel that was my journey, you know?
Yeah.
And then I realized that, you know, if I was going to name it something, then it had to be something universal that could be like an inconceivable topic. Now, there's a common misconception about this show that we are spiritual or that we are metaphysical or
paranormal.
You know, we cover those topics. And I think that most people will agree that we're a safe haven for those topics. But I never made the claim that this was a paranormal, supernatural show, so other people shouldn't make that claim.
Okay? That's right. And I just changed all of the show descriptions, too.
Yeah.
Because now, that's what the show description was when I came along.
Right. Another thing was that, you know, and it's not, and I never said it was a Playboy show either. I said that it would be a safe haven for, you know, Playboy Playmates to come on. Now, the reason I did that is because I wanted you to be able to go into a place where there's like 50 people, and then there would be 50 different reasons to tell someone about the show for those 50 different people. So I always kind of smile, like, when I hear stories like of you, I'll get a FaceTime from you, and then you'll see, like, guess where I'm at, Johnny? I'm on a train. Oh, and I was talking to this guy, and I want him on. And I know that that fits with what we do, because it's like a random person. If you hadn't, other than if you didn't want him on, all you would have had was just a phone, was just a simple conversation. You never would have seen that guy again. But the fact that he could be on the show means that you'll be friends with the guy.
You're, well, yes, and also, right, but to use the Playboy name, why not? I'm a Playmate. It has, exactly, power. The Playboy brand has a lot of power. So when I tell him I'm a Playboy Playmate, well, okay, so he said, follow me on Instagram. And then I did, and I go, oh, I saw the mutual friends list. I'm like, oh, you know some of my friends. How do you know these Playboy Playmates? And he's like, oh, I just had a date with one last week. And so that opened up so much discussion. And then how wonderful she was. And to him, he's going to remember that conversation a lot more because of the Playboy topic than if I wasn't one. So why should I be ashamed? Why can't I use that? Why can't I say
and
it?
Not only that, why can't you use the show? I mean, you know, the show, what the show does is like you're in a city where there's probably a lot of celebrities. But see, now you don't just have to run into, you don't just run into celebrities, you run into possible guests. See, and you know, I think that's good that you can tell people, you know, like, oh, I want to have this person on. I ran into this person on the bus. I ran into this person at a party. Oh, I ran into this person at the grocery store. I ran into this person, you know. So it's good to know that she can, you know, Barbara can do that, you know.
Yeah, and they look up now to me, too, because they think, wow, you did that, and now look at you, what you're doing. And it's reputable because it's not like, oh, who's this stranger? You know, they could be any kind of psycho. But if you're in the Playboy Playmate group, you know, all you have to do is, I mean, you just look at playmates.com. You can look anybody up and find their social media on that website that Playboy does. And look at them. And it's so easy to see. They're not a criminal. They're not a weirdo. They're a nice girl next door. And that is so true. Because I think that people who get offended by the Playboy Playmates, having them around too much, according to them, are people who they're not understanding Hef's vision. And because I am the girl next door, okay? I'm next door to them and them and them. And my neighbors, they don't even know I'm a Playmate, and they think I'm totally fabulous and a nice woman who's a nice mom. You know, I obviously don't go around and tell my neighbors that. So, you know what? What makes me different than if I said, okay, by the way, I'm a Playboy Playmate? Are some people going to immediately change their thought about me? If so, why? I'd like to know why. What is it? Is it because I pose nude? Is it because, you know, they don't want me to be around their husband because they don't want their husband looking at me? I mean, is it insecurity?
You know, it's really weird.
What is it?
It's
Tell
really
me,
weird.
What is it? I want to know, what is it?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this. It's really weird. I've talked to people who have, like, Instagram pages where they pose nude, and then they run around naked, and then you'll see the naked. And then you tell them, oh, yes, and I do all this, and I'm a Christian. Oh, okay. Okay, well, on our show we have psychics. Ew. Well, wait a minute.
Right.
But you see what I'm saying? It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, there are some people that you tell them that we do psychics, they love it. But then you mention the Playmates, and all of a sudden it's sort of like you're hanging out with Nazis or something. I mean, it's ridiculous. And
But Johnny, what is the reality is you and I, what we see is that we have to stick up more for the psychics than the Playmates, because there's more negative feelings from the outside world with that more than Playboy Playmates. That's how I take it. Don't you know? I have to always say, oh, but they're positive psychics.
Well,
you know,
we're
more like counselors.
I think it's who you hang out with. I mean, I think that I'm not getting, I don't know if you can compare it to, I will say this though. You probably have had, even though you're spiritual, I would say you've had more experience with the Playmate world than the psychic world. I've had probably more experience with the psychic world than the Playmate world. I can tell you that, you know, it's amazing to me how one person can tolerate one and then not be able to stand the other. It's amazing. I mean, I can't figure it out. I mean, these people are open-minded. They'll say they're open-minded, but, and the reason we're not digressing from the show, because the whole point of the show is to be open-minded, is to allow for various topics to be talked about. And, you know, because it is true. Honestly, I think that, you know, I think it was Elke, who said that when she became a Playmate, her mother would take all her vacation days off from the post office or something.
The German IRS she worked for, but that's fine. But yes, she did, because she felt ashamed, but not of her daughter, but ashamed, like embarrassed, like what are other people thinking? And then when she realized the other people thought it was fantastic, she was like proud. So some people are like that as well, is that they just want to fit in the normal way, the normal, and anything different, it's like they get a little bit frightened of. But what we're talking about, we're not talking about people like that. We're talking about people who have worked in the entertainment business and field for many years, and how shocked we were when they started to speak negatively about having the Playmates on the show. Bottom line, okay? We are baffled by that. And I never got a straight answer of why. Why can't we have one a week for a few weeks or 6 weeks? Why can't we have a series with them? And I still don't know the answer.
I don't know the answer either. I don't know the answer either. And all I'm going to say is that I can't understand. I mean, why somebody would do that. I don't know. I mean, I know how I feel, and I know what I'm going to do. I've been on the phone with you, and then, you know, you'll be places and you'll introduce me to other Playmates. These are like friends of you. They're like, oh, hi. It would make me feel very stupid to tell them they're not welcome. And it would be very stupid, you know.
Yeah, plus you have friends that are Playmates that you already have had before you even met me. Yeah, that would be stupid because they're your friends too. And another thing is they're just people. So what is the issue here? You know, it's documented in the court. Have made sure that it's art. It is in the court documented.
But not
it's
just,
not pornography. Okay, so
I don't,
there
I
you have it.
Also, though we're not just talking about documenting, you know, but the being, you know, about having somebody, you know, someone's friends over, we also need to make sure that, you know, we talk about the idea that you know, someone's friends over, that trust, the idea that the person, I mean, okay, it's acceptance. It's the ability to understand that, like, you know, okay, I mean, also another thing is this. I realized what I was going to say. I don't think not only would it be rejecting you, but it would also be telling you to look at your past with shame. And
right.
That would be the part that would really bug me. You know, it's like, okay, Barbara, tell us about how you became a playmate. We don't want to talk about. You know, this is our past.
It's so strange, though, because I did that a long time ago. I did that show when you asked me to explain that. I did that last July. I know for sure because I was at Elsie's birthday party, and her birthday is July 25th. Yeah, 25th.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's okay for me to say it, but then when I want to have a series of others to explain their journey and their life and where are they now, then there's a problem. I still just don't know why. And you know what? It's irking me and a little bit irritating to not
Terry
know
Lindoff.
Why. I don't, yeah.
Terry Lindoff gave me the interview that you know, about 12 years ago. She came on and she told me about her Playmate story. And that was how I knew. That was how I brought up last night with the Diana Devin Vasquez. And, you know, I was there in the, you know, mansion and Meph was there and everything. But it's just that I feel like that, you know, it's good that we're like that. It's good
exactly.
That there's an openness, you know.
Not only that, okay, we're doing it for the right reasons, and okay, you're open to that for the right reasons, but what about, hey, this is a show. We're in show business. We're in the entertainment business. If a Playboy Playmate is going to raise excitement and curiosity and is going to be entertaining, we want that because we have a show here, and that's part of it. Part of it is having exciting, high-profile people on the show. So what about if we had an actress who had posed in Playboy for a celebrity pictorial? Are we supposed to not have them on?
Yeah, or, I mean, I've often wondered, like, you know, there's some people that argue that cheerleading isn't a sport. And you know, I guess you could make the argument. The only reason why the cheerleaders are there is because is to get the football players' hormones growing. I mean, I don't think that that's true. I think what they do is very, you know, exhausting. But
well, I was a cheerleader. I hope that nobody said that about me when I was 15 years old. That would be pretty rude. I don't think my mom would have liked that if somebody was saying, oh, my daughter's just there to get the men excited. No, we were there for a reason, to cheer on the team, and it worked. It got the crowd going, for heaven's sake. You know,
now
Johnny, I still do not know why, but let me enlighten you a little bit. I have expressed this to some close friends, and just said a few words about it. And every single one of them said, oh, they're just jealous.
Well,
so maybe that has a lot to do with it, because I don't see any other reason. I mean, they come on and they speak well and they don't have a potty mouth and they are kind and courteous and they're talking about a lot of wonderful things that they have accomplished and that they are doing now. So it's like, I don't understand any other, what is the reason? What's the reasoning behind it? I don't understand.
I wish I knew. I mean, I wish I knew. I mean, I think it would, I think if we knew, it would lead to an understanding of why, you know, helping people understand that it's not that big a deal. I mean, there's, it's I don't want a reputation of being closed-minded about, you know, who I have on, or who we have on. I don't want that reputation. I've been told when I've tried to go on shows that it's not a good fit. I'm not a good fit. And basically,
not a good fit. What do you mean? You're not a good fit. What?
Well, I remember when I was selling vitamins and you know, I would have other shows tell me, I can't help you. And because their show was only about one topic, you know, it was like sex, dating, relationships, and so on. And I didn't want to, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't want to do that to someone else. And I certainly don't want to do that to you or your friends. And I want people to feel like, you know, when they think of the show, I want people to think of it as an open place, you know. I mean, is that kind of how it feels to you, by the way?
Well, yes, now it does. I want to stress again that the reason I would like to have the Playboy Playmates on for this series is so people could really know the true human being that's within them. It's not all about the outside. It's not all about just, hey, look at me, I'm a Playboy Playmate and I've been all around the world. It's, yeah, we start off with a couple of questions like that, but then we dive deep into their life and who they are and their thoughts and feelings along the way. And how is that offensive? I don't understand. How is that offending anybody? Can you tell me why? Can you think of a reason? Because I'm jealous.
I have no idea.
Can you think of a reason?
Other than jealousy.
Can you just think of any reason that could be? Why?
Other than jealousy, I can't think of a reason. I mean.
Me neither.
Just, I do think that, you know, it's, I suppose I have to say, though, that I love how relaxed the show is now. You know, I like how it feels more relaxed than it has been.
How so? Like behind the scenes or during the show?
Yes, behind the scenes. Well, behind the scenes and during the show. And I also feel like that planning of things is taking a quantum leap, which is great.
As far as what? Like,
well,
what do you mean? How was it before and how is it now?
Okay. Well, for a long time, us meeting was not planned. But now it's planned, it's happened. You know, it's actually happened.
Us meeting as in you're flying out from Florida to California,
exactly.
Yes. We only talked about
that
for like 9 months. And
right.
Finally.
And now it's like that fact has become fruition. It's actually starting to happen.
Right.
And I'm going to be so happy about it. And like everybody, you know, my parents now, they all talk to me about, so when you go out in May, and my mom, she tells me every day, because I just realized yesterday that it's literally 100 days until I meet you.
Oh, yeah, you counted? Or your mom counted?
Yeah. I It's now down to 100 days. And it's interesting. I mean, and it's going to be great, you know, being on an airplane on, you know, the day before my birthday
knowing what we have in store for you for your birthday party.
And I keep thinking in terms of, like, you know, of, I keep thinking in my mind, I keep thinking, I haven't made my wish yet. I haven't made my wish yet.
You have to tell, okay, yeah. I mean, I was ready to blow out the candles, and I was thinking, and then somebody blurts out, Barbara, tell us who you are. You know, like, they knew who I was, they just wanted me to say it for their social media, you know, they have the camera on me. No. I haven't made my wish yet. And you, for some reason,
your eyes,
this is so funny.
Way you close
I love
your
it.
Eyes, leave your head back, you know. I haven't made my wish yet.
I guess it was a funny moment. And it was, and we have it on video. So it's cool. And yes, I love not having to feel like if I have an idea that, how do I approach everybody with it because they're not going to like it, you know, or they're going to be negative about it. I mean, it's nice to not have that negativity. I want to surround myself with positivity, and that's what our show is about, too. We can't forget, yeah, it's not paranormal. It's not just this. It's a variety show, and it's positive. And yes, we like helping people, but how is having Playboy Playmates on the show helping people? It's not about we have to have a person who's a psychologist or a counselor or the show. We telling stories and testimonials help people. It always was.
Well, I have an answer for that. I have an answer for that. You know, I've been asked that question before. You know, listening to people helps them. I mean, and a lot of times, I don't know how often Playboy Playmates don't get listened to. They just get stared at. And, you know, so you have a chance to really be, like, when you first came on, it was after your fall. And I think you probably were thinking, nobody's listening to me. Nobody, I don't have anybody to really talk to about it. You know?
Well,
but
that was
then
really
that,
meant to be. You called, but okay, don't forget, everybody knew what Johnny wanted, and Johnny, me and you, was not trying for years, and you were successful at having Playboy Playmates as guests on your show. But then I come along, and then I want to do a series about it, and all we said was 3 weeks, so that's three Playmates. And nobody could agree on that. And I think that's what really bothered you, because it wasn't fair, and there was no reason why not to have the Playmates on. That's when you said that's enough. And, you know, you were like, I stood up for you, Barbara. I had no idea that was going on. That somebody felt so negative about that idea. I was like, what's the big deal? You know, I mean, how wonderful. Actually, I was thinking, this is wonderful. And then it wasn't behind my back wonderful for some people. And that's when things fell apart for them.
Well, thank you for helping me talk about this. Did you want to do the shout out?
Yep, I will do the shout out. I'm glad, okay, Johnny, that you were able to get some things off your chest and off your shoulders and clear the air by talking. And that's what's so great about Life After Happiness, because this is the place to do that. And it's yours, and you created it. How wonderful is that? Okay. So thank you very much, Johnny. And if you would like to listen to this show and go look at everything else that we have to offer, like a couple of those dating shows, you want to get some advice, There they are right on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. And please join our Twitter, our Instagram, and stop by our Facebook page. And we would love to hear from you. And also our website. Our website has recently been revamped. So go take a look, everybody, lifelaughterhappiness.com. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. We love you.
Love you. Well, good night, Barbara.
Good night, Johnny, and thank you.